Parshat Bichukotai. I'm titling it Diligence. So the first pasuk, the first Rashi, Im Bichukotai Telechu Vet Mitzvotai Tishmeru Vasitim Otam. So Rashi says, Im Bichukotai Telechu, he quotes the Torah Kohanim, Yochol, I would think, Zekima Mitzvot. Means if you mekayim mitzvah, kishu omer ve'et mitzvotai tishmoru, so it sounds like it's redundant, and you will do my mitzvot. Harei kiyum mitzvot amur, so that's already kiyum mitzvot. Hamani makayim im bichukotai teilechu, shetiyu ameilim batorah. That you should work. I'm using the word with diligence, sincere, hard, hardworking in studying. And perhaps in observing Torah. In looking up in my Torah Tmima, I see that I had footnoted this, the Torah Tmima in Ot Yud Bet, where he quotes this Torah Kohanim that's brought down in Rashi, which I just read to you. So I added the diuk that he mentions, therefore the order of the pasuk is, first is Ameilim Betorah, Im bichukotai teilechu shiva meilim b'torah, v'et mitzvotai tishmoru, that is kiyum ha-mitzvot. In other words, you start off, you begin with the ameilim, the diligence, the hard working, grow by hard working, and then that leads you to kiyum ha-mitzvot. And in fact, the Oznaim LaTorah points that out, bichukotai teilechu v'asitim otam. He says, Tala kotav zeh bazeh. Meaning, in other words, im bichukotai teilechu, if you're going to work hard in studying Torah, shirak al yedei limud haTorah, efshar likayem et haMitzvot. In other words, if you're not going to study diligently Torah, you really won't be able to be mekayem the mitzvot. And he says, kvar amru, that's the limud ein bur. Yurechet, v'lo amor tzchosid, as we say in Pirkei Avot. And the Mizrahi adds to this that you need both qualities. You need ameilim b'torah, but it's not just studying Torah alone. It's studying Torah, that's one, but number two is Chad minayu ba'meilim almanat lishmor ulekayem. In other words, there could be a part of the Torah is I'm studying it because, and I'm working hard, I'm sweating, because I want to understand it. But that's not enough. That understanding is, helps me, that working hard, to be able to be shomer, and be mekayim the mitzvot. And the Maral in the Gur Aryeh, which is found also on some of the texts of the Mizrahi, also Mefarshim, that he stresses that the Torah uses the word halicha, im bichukotai teilechu. And he points out what is unique about halicha, walking, is it's hard, it's not easy, as he'll explain in a moment. That you work hard, and I want to explain to you that working hard in walking through it, going through it, is because a person walks from one place to another. He doesn't stagnate, he grows. And therefore, walking is not on a flat surface where you stay exactly on the same thing, even though you're walking forward. But I'm not growing, I'm not going up. That's the halicha of ameilim b'torah. Lahamik b'atamik yoter v'mashem b'kodem. You go in deeper, meaning you're growing more than what you were before. And that's halicha b'torah. You know, today they use the terminology, they describe a guy, you know, it's especially in the Shidduchim situation, describing him in the yeshiva, they say, well, he's a steiger. And I think they mean by a steiger, to use the terminology, that he's a masmid. In other words, he puts in his full day of work and learning. But the truth of the matter is, steig in Yiddish means to grow. And the message is a clear message which has to be understood. Every time you work through a sugya, every time you work through a Rashi, through a Rambam, you should encounter insights that were not visible to you the last time around. There's a new question, a novel answer, a new approach, a new understanding. That is amel. You're constantly being challenged. Go over it again and you'll get something more from it. You'll understand it better. You'll see it's more profound. That's what you find in studying Torah. And that's the Menachem Tzion, towards the end of his Dvar Torah, on this pshat here, he quotes, of course, the Tarn Veliyok, Kol Hashana Lochot, B'chol Yom Muftach Kol Shuna Ben Olam Haba, Al Tikra Halichot El Halochot, Halochot El Halichot, meaning, Hainu, that you should go ahead, Latim Et Halichot Ha'olam Al Pi Halachot. And that's your goal in life. My goal in life is, Im Bichu Kotai Te Lechu, you want to grow in my way, in my derech. You want to steig. So steig by being diligent, and then your entire life would be tishmeru vasitem otam, the greatest bracha one can have in life.